Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning. Not nearly as cold as yesterday. Or we'll just say it's slick and bad. Roads are a little better, so yeah.
Yeah, as long as it's not bad. Crummy. You know, slidey, I don't mind cold. I haven't felt cold yet this year. Maybe I'm winterized early.
No, we've had much worse. But you know what? It's not supposed to be like this. All right, so I saw the current, what Rusty Lloyd has been spitting out.
He's your new boyfriend?
Yeah, kind of. He's just who I go to in the morning. But 61 on Friday, 63 on Saturday. Those are your highs as of today. And then I saw Tuesday and Wednesday, 70.
Oh, my gosh, really?
I'll take it.
According to Rusty.
Yeah, Rusty, Lord. Those guys have been doing these TikTok videos. I have to laugh every time. I'm just because I sit through it going, come on.
Because you're seeing the ghosts of Christmas future.
Yes, I am, actually. Oh, no. Those videos make me not want to do videos, so it's okay.
For every TikTok video I see, I still am like, my God,
yeah.
What are we doing?
A lot of rehearsals.
Yes.
You should see the rehearsals.
It takes a lot of work to put, 30 seconds worth of content
on. Just rolling around on the carpet in the living room all day.
I know, and filming it. And then if it doesn't work, you do it again.
I mean,
I don't have that kind of time.
Amazing.
The Chinese premiere has a master room with just 1,000 televisions. And whenever they need to check on America, they just look at their TikTok screen. They're busy dancing.
Dancing and singing. All right, we're going to get to what's trending. We'll get you all caught up on what happened the overnight. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
The Morning Trend
with Big Party began and Molly
on Channel 94.1.
Well, kickoff for the Nebraska-Northwestern game is going to be 11 a.m. November 7th. So it's going to be televised on the Big Ten Network. They've been rolling out these start times about 6 to 12 days ahead of the game.
It doesn't matter. We don't have a lot on the schedule anyway. I just lie in front of the TV until the game comes in front of my eyes.
So roll over and push on. Yeah, that's okay. I'll take it 11 o'clock.
Yeah,
breakfast
11 a.m.
casserole. Or whatever you're going to do.
Some mimosas. Bloody Marys. Bloody Mary bar. So this will be on the road. Well, they'll be in Evanston. And President Donald Trump is going to be in Nebraska later today. They are getting ready. Safety plans are in place. Officials say the event is outdoors, so the local mask ordinance and directive health measures don't apply. But the deputy national press secretary for the president says that every attendee is provided a mask and they're instructed to wear it. And they have access to plenty of hand sanitizer. Gates open today. It's going to be at that TAC Air by Epley Airfield. It's going to be at 4:30 that the doors open, and then the president is supposed to be taking the stage at about 7:30.
I wonder how much hand sanitizer we've consumed.
Oh
my God.
In 2020.
Good Lord.
Does it still have any effect on her immune system at this point?
I've used more sanitizer than I've used in my whole life in 6 months.
Yeah.
It's insane. You go to the store now and you almost are like, all right, because there's aisle after aisle of hand sanitizer and then masks. All the things we ran out of last year. And then now these little knockoff Clorox type wipes as well are out and they're expensive. It's just,
I know, getting
going
the wipes.
Through it all.
Somebody had a term for it. Bill Maher had new coronavirus verbiage for this, for the pandemic. And when you find that toilet paper you're looking for, it's called a storgasm. When you see something on the shelf that you haven't seen in months,
you're like, oh, wow.
And it's so exciting, like you might tweet a loved one.
They have toilet paper at Costco.
Limit up, everybody.
Limit one.
Storgasm.
Limit one.
That is perfect.
I like the spray hand sanitizer. Have you guys had any of that?
Yeah.
That's probably like the one that I like better than the gel. The gel just always feels like your hands don't feel clean. They just feel goopy.
This is what the president will be speaking about. This and other things.
I hope so. Election day is 1 week from today. Early votes cast. The nation, we're talking about almost 65 million votes have already been cast. Tens of millions of people already doing their ballots. Today is an important day. The Postal Service is recommending everyone get their ballots in the mail by the end of today, regardless of individual state vote by mail deadlines. So they're just recommending that today be the day if you are going to put it in a mailbox. Here in Douglas County, like in Sarpy County and around here, most likely people are probably should go to the election commission and just drop it off at the ballot boxes that they've got going on there. Charles Schwab is laying off 1,000 workers.
I can't believe that. That's
just weeks after their acquisition of TD Ameritrade, they said that they're cutting jobs to reduce overlapping or redundant roles.
Well, we kind of thought was going to happen, so we don't know how many that is.
Yeah,
locally.
They agreed last year to buy TD Ameritrade for $26 billion.
I was telling Party, maybe it's just because you pay attention more to things, you know, when it's on your radar because of Schwab. But I was watching football last weekend, and I saw a bunch of Charles Schwab ads, and it looked like a new commercial. Is this the new face after the merger?
Probably
they
so.
They were selling these investment slices. You can now own a slice of...
I don't know what to think about
50
that.
50 popular companies, you get a little piece of McDonald's. It was just interesting to see this mainstream ad.
Trying to get everybody...
Going for me, Joe Sixpack.
Yeah, so instead of spending...
It looked like a new financial instrument, or maybe it's been around forever, but they're just, you know, marketing it now. But, you know, that's the whole thing. That's what happened to TD and Schwab, was that you're now the expert. No fees. Get no the app fees. Out.
That's a problem.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not an expert. That's why I need your help. Are.
Well, you can be. I'm a day trader when I'm not running my own fantasy league.
So buy slices. That just seems, I don't know. I guess it's if you don't want to spend a lot of money on like buying Boeing or even Berkshire, you can get just a slice, like a pie. Slice of pie. All right.
NASA announced yesterday that part of the moon has water.
Look at that.
So,
moon.
First time water's been known to be on the sunlit part. Like, we knew it was on the dark side of the moon. Hello. But I guess small ice patches, I mean, and we're talking small, like size of a penny small, could also contain water. And this is going to be a big boost for when they want to make this sort of like a moon station to help us get to other places. So like manufacturing rocket fuel.
I hope they hurry up with it.
There's still no where it came from, though. And you think, you're like, isn't it just ice?
Yeah, that's what they thought it was just going to be on the dark side, you know?
It's on the light side.
Yeah, because there's no sun over there. But they said that there some of the portions of water is the size of only a penny. I'm like, okay. But
make it work.
They're just trying to get headlines because they're building that Artemis project, which is going to be, you know,
huge.
We're going to have men and women on space. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have space loving.
We're going to have space babies.
Lunar loving.
Spacegasms.
Oh, yeah. That's the problem with the spacegasm. Everybody knows. Oh, gross. Sick. Who did it?
Sick.
Who did it?
Jeez. I ought to be the first one up there.
I would never want to go to space.
No, come on.
No, seriously, that is my one, like, absolutely not. Zero interest. Freaked out. Totally freaked out by the idea of going to space.
What if you knew that the moon was on the other end? You know, you're going to go up to the space station and come back. Oh, you're crazy. I'd take a moon ride. Just people going to Mars are insane because...
There's no turning back.
Those are some people are going to miss.
Yeah, bye.
That's what's so fascinating to me, that we're able to hit the target.
Yeah.
And the pressure on that space program, they had to be perfect. Party's watching the right stuff now, that redo on Disney, and it's so good, and that's what you see. There was so much... not everybody was on board. The space program was so expensive. People were outraged. I mean, you think of all the unrest. Imagine trying to start a space program right now in the middle of the program of the strife that's going on in America.
Yeah.
That's what was going on in America then. We're in the middle of a war.
Well, also,
and people were like, we should spend that money here. So they had to. They had to be perfect.
Yeah, and they didn't know what they were doing. No one had been there. So it's kind of like you have an idea, like maybe we'll... I mean, it's amazing.
I mean, we probably wouldn't have done it if we weren't in a race with the Russians, but it is something positive that came out of it. You
sure.
know? So that's good stuff.
I hope they hurry up with the building of the...
Well, the Artemis, whatever. I mean, I think that that'll probably be one of the things they'll add on now.
God, what a name. The Artemis.
I know, I love
like
that
name.
Like
having a sci-fi movie. Artemis.
And it ends badly. Death in space. No one can hear you scream, telling you they did a number on me.
Okay. That's why you're afraid of space.
Just
because
alien too many times.
Seriously. Honestly, like, it's that the idea, like, okay, so, like, if you get stranded, like, on a desert island, let's say, like, you know you're still on planet Earth, and, like, there's a chance that you're going to run into a human and someone can find you. You get lost in space, and it is, like, game over, man. Like, nobody's coming for you. There's no, I mean, I know that we see the Martian and like Matt Damon built poop potatoes, but like by and large in the real world, Matt Damon dies on Mars. Like,
yeah, but you could die on a deserted island. You'll
die there for sure, I mean, Molly.
What's the difference between Molly would die there. Yeah, but then you're on Earth and you can
breathe. Because there's no delivery.
Right.
No Starbucks. No cigarettes. Starbucks.
She would die. What are you going to do?
No wine, cigarette, Starbucks. I'm dying over here. All right, 938-9400. Stay with us.
Think you've heard all of the Big Party Show today?
Get what you missed this morning with Big Party, DeGan, and Molly.
With the Big Party Show podcast.
At channel941.com.
All right, good morning. Welcome to the show. Here, quick Husker update for this Saturday. Of course, I want everyone to be well. But the redshirt freshman who started the game this past weekend for Wisconsin broke, like, records. We'll find out soon if he's tested positive, but the backup has tested positive. So now they're down to the third.
Like, well,
I mean, you sound evil. We don't want to sound like heathens.
No.
The Huskers now are like hoping for COVID tests.
No.
Man, I hope they all have it. I mean,
I'm
hoping we get
that.
The game in. They might have.
They said they're getting this game in.
He can't talk about it. We can't either. So if any of our guys have COVID, they can't talk about it.
Well,
not to the press.
I just didn't know where this guy came from.
We won't know until the first play.
Okay. All right. I don't want to sound like a heathen, like a...
Or a monster. I only didn't choose monster because I had already called you that. Yeah. And it's running out of its worth.
Yeah, I just don't know. I mean...
But you are a monster.
I am a monster by your definition.
Don't we want to go against that starter, the good guy, and beat him?
Next year.
Yeah.
Next year.
Oh, boy.
This year, we'll take any duct tape put together win.
Yes, I don't want this game to be canceled.
We're not going to have those two defensive backs, which is such a joke.
Yeah. Well, you know what? What sucks about the Big Ten, I didn't realize that, is that the deal is that if you test COVID, you got to be out for 21 days. 21 days. So this redshirt freshman, if he tests positive, he's going to be out for the next two games, including... I guess 21 days, so it'd be 3 weeks. That sucks. I had no idea that was the stipulation on this whole thing. But, it's all about safety.
Game by game.
You know, so how much are we putting on the Huskers?
Well, I didn't want to be morbid, but I was going to say, Molly, when you're announcing the start time of the Northwestern game,
yeah.
I'm like, let's...
TBD.
Let's
game at a time.
Week by week.
Yeah, week
and that
by
is
week.
I mean, but everything feels like that.
Well,
I mean, that's the thing that's like, it's they're announcing this stuff and you're like, I'm just looking forward. Like, it's like, great. I'm glad we have something on the calendar. But like in the back of your mind, you're like, I mean, if it happens, and I hate that feeling.
Everyone is
feeling about everything.
Froggy to travel after this, since we've all been, that people open to anything. So there's a lot of people that weren't interested in that Nebraska game in Ireland, and I've heard a ton of people bring it up now. They're like, I want to go.
Yes.
Whenever, if it ever happens, because they've already had to cancel. The season was supposed to start this year with a game in Ireland, in Dublin.
Yeah.
A Big Ten game.
And
it was going to be Notre Dame and I think Northwestern.
I can't remember who it was.
Or maybe
but
Notre Dame and Navy, but somebody were going to do it. It was the Aer Lingus game in Dublin. And then next year at the same time to start next season was going to be Nebraska and I think Illinois?
Something like that, yeah.
Illinois or Northwestern, basically the Irish.
You know, that's funny, Jeff, because after all this stuff has been going on, you know, everything's kind of been taken away from people and everything like that, maybe people will want to live a little bit. I mean, of course, with safety in mind. But yeah, I mean, you tell me, let's think about going to go watch the Huskers in Ireland. I would right now say, okay.
I mean, it would still be set for August 28th of 2021.
Okay. All right.
I don't know where next season is, but remember, that was still out there. Was supposed to be the second year of this new deal of starting the entire college. We'd be the first game played.
Well, let's book it, baby.
I'm just saying,
why not?
Let's get out of here.
Who cares?
Where are you fantasizing about traveling to when you let's say stuff opens?
Oh my God, Jeff, I want to sit on a beach and just watch the ocean. I really do.
Because sure,
right now.
The main thing in the way is usually the price tag. People are like, yeah, sure, we'd love to travel. We can't afford it.
Money is no object.
Mindset is starting to change. The time and experiences have value. Like, life is short. Let's get one in.
It's like, instead of doing a bunch of minis, which I like to do, it's like now I just want to do one big one a year. I'm going to take one big one.
I think you covered
that.
Take
one big one every day, just as the people in the building.
Hey, stop it, Molly.
If only your soaring goals could be that low.
I hear you. God, I hear you. All right, we got...
Someday, sadly, that might be.
Oh, my God.
I just want to be able to take a big one on my own today.
One.
She's like, me too. That's my goal for you, too. For my happiness.
You're both holding hands in an old folks' home.
Oh, man.
You better hurry up. Life's short.
It is short. All right, coming up next, we have new Harry Styles.
He's
running down the street. He's running everywhere. We'll play some of that for you coming up next. Stay with us.
This is
The Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
The Big Party Morning Show. Time to spill the tea.
Styles has a new single, Golden, along with the video, and he looks amazing. I have such a crush after watching this all over again. Yep. Forgot how absolutely charming he is in every possible way.
Here's a tidbit of it right here. Okay, enjoy. So golden. In the video, I think he's just running around with his shirt off and stuff.
Yeah, listen to the song.
He's got his shirt on when he's running.
Interesting sound.
No, it's good.
What is this?
80s.
Right.
Yeah. So you love this video, huh, Molly?
I do.
All right.
Him in the turquoise blue, like, driver jacket and stuff like that. He's just got such a crazy fashion style. But fans are loving it, loving the video, and loving the single. So, good for Harry Styles. The Weeknd leads the way with 8 nominations. The American Music Award nominations came out yesterday. Artist of the Year, the nominees are The Weeknd, Justin Bieber, Post Malone, Roddy Ricch, and Taylor Swift. Fans can vote for their favorite artist to win on Twitter and on the AMA's website. It's the AMAs.com/vote. Just another thing to vote for.
Right.
This one might be just a little bit more fun. The show will air live Sunday, November 22nd on ABC. And they haven't announced a host yet, but the nominations are out and everybody's getting excited. Mike Tyson is getting into music.
Is he really?
He released a self-titled EDM track.
All right, here it is right here.
So not music, but you know.
Called I Am Tyson.
Destructive fighter that
I'm Mike Tyson, an international star, a warlord to strip your heart out. And guess what? I'm Mike Tyson. I'm Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson.
I love it.
I feel like you're inside the head of somebody's nightmare that has to fight him, you know, tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Every time you close your eyes, I'm Mike Tyson.
No.
Just knocking cows out, punching down walls. Tyson.
All right, so we got to get on TikTok and take a portion of this and make our own video before everyone else does.
You have to?
He's so hard, he so wants the TikTok.
He's trying to grab you into his bed.
Trying to hide that crack pipe from him, but oh, he's about ready.
Oh, I can smell it. All right, new music from Mike Tyson.
You're just waking up in a cold sweat.
Is he still fighting somebody?
I am not sure. He said after that video that everybody had saw, we're like, oh my God, he still got it. He said he was sore for weeks, that it brought tears to his eyes. He was so sore. So I don't know.
There was talk he was going to fight Roy Jones Jr.
I wish he would.
For, I think charity. Fight shape.
For charity, yeah. But, all right.
James Bond is not coming to streaming.
I saw that.
MGM announced that the final movie, No Time to Die, is not for sale to any streaming platform. Boo.
Well, maybe that was their bargaining chip.
Yeah.
You know, supposedly they were out there, you know, there was talk.
I thought they were hawking their wares, but apparently MGM's like, nope, not interested. The final Daniel Craig film, I mean, it's not the final Bond film, but it's the final turn as Daniel Craig as Bond, is set to be released in theaters April 2021. And they say that the film could have raked in hundreds of millions if it would have sold the rights to a streaming platform. That's, like they could have guaranteed.
They were saying $600 million and they didn't get it. So they're like, all right, we'll jam it in
a movie
in
theater.
A COVID box.
You'll go.
I don't know. I don't know if I would. I don't know if that's what's going to drag me in. But
we know Harry Styles is.
Can you imagine dressing like he does? I mean, he's got a good look. I just bought a shirt. It's kind of like white and linen-y.
He wears did it come with that body?
Yes.
He wears it. It's a good look.
How dare you?
We wear it and it looks like you're in a parody video.
We need to add the
you're
pearls.
Ready for Saturday Night Live. They're like, this is hysterical.
The out of shape Harry Styles.
You know what's funny?
You get gassed running like 3 feet.
Oh, there was that story about how Harry Styles is financing a new arena back in Manchester, but I couldn't find his favorite soccer team.
I wonder if he doesn't follow soccer.
Well, I wondered if that goes back to the politics, you know, since they came out of one direction, that maybe that was too. I don't know. Somebody tell me if you know. If you Google search Harry Styles, it's all football. He likes American football.
Oh, well, maybe.
But I figured the great debate would be if he's a Manchester
guy. United.
Man City or Man United. That's a big
thing. Really?
It's right like Chicago. It's like Sox Cubs.
Sox Cubs. Oh, really?
And I don't know. Is that too political? Are there ever Chicagoans that don't choose? Don't you have to choose?
Or people who are like, I do both. You're like, you got to pick one.
Pick one or the other. All right, 938-9400. Next hour, we're going to give you tickets either to the Jim Henson exhibit, or we're going to give you tickets to that Halloween party at Barnato's featuring and hosted by the boys from NSYNC. You got Joey Fatone and also Chris Kirkpatrick. So that's what's going to happen. All you do is guess on that the White Claws and the Sponsor Claws. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1.
The Morning Trend
with Big Party Began and Molly
on Channel 94.1.
President's going to be here later today. He'll be speaking at a Make America Great Again rally taking place at TAC Air 7:30 tonight. Doors open for the event at 4:30. According to his campaign, every attendee is provided a mask and they're instructed to wear it and have access to plenty of hand sanitizer. The officials say that because it's outdoors, the local mask ordinance and directive health measures don't apply, but temperature checks are going to be taken. You have to register online to get your spot at the event.
But how many spots has he hit today? I mean, he's hitting, these are just hits.
Yeah.
It's land, take off, land, take off, land, take off.
Because last night, you know, we got a new Supreme Court justice, newly confirmed Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett. I mean, that was, look at the clock. I mean, they pulled that out of the, on the White House, like, I guess it was the Rose Garden, but they kept it like really spaced. And it was Clarence Thomas who swore her in. She got to choose who would officiate the oath. And it was a private ceremony. So now it's down to business. I guess she's expected to be at work today.
Yeah.
Talk about like, wow.
And the press letter today. For some reason, I'm flipping up and down cable yesterday, and C-SPAN had the vice presidential debate that was in Omaha, Nebraska in 1988.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. That's weird.
So I saw Omaha flash up for some reason. I'm like, what's this? And it was It was, what was that old guy's
name?
Lloyd Benson
and Dan Quayle.
And Dan Quayle. So I figured I'll wait around for the big haymaker. So in that debate, there was a moment when Dan Quayle, who was the vice president candidate, compared himself to Kennedy, and Lloyd Benson had been sitting on this bomb and goes, I knew Jack Kennedy. You're no Jack Kennedy. It's a famous, probably the most famous thing that ever happened in a VP debate.
Everybody waits for that.
And it's at the
moment.
Civic Auditorium. Everyone goes crazy. They come out loot. But what was funny is the takeaway, as I'm waiting for that haymaker to get there, listening to the topics they debate is what we're still talking about today. And what's interesting, in 88, some of the stuff that's on the right today is over on the left. And some of the left is over on the right. Like, they're talking about, you know what I mean?
How it's like some of the ideals have switched, or there's movement. It's interesting. Well, the election is 1 week from today. 1 week. And then this can all magically disappear, right? Isn't that how that happens? Voters, nearly 65 million Americans have already voted early. You can vote early here in Nebraska, but the one big thing is the post office is saying get those ballots in the mail if you are mailing them. Otherwise, you know, you can drop them off at the election commission.
And when you put it in the box and you drive away, look in your rear view and make sure the box doesn't get up and walk away.
That's a good thing.
Some of them might be like people
just pretending.
In a cardboard box that says, ballots here.
And now you can like track your ballot online.
You got a little garbage bag in there.
And then they eats it. Nebraska's November 7th football game against Northwestern. Kickoff will be 11 a.m. It'll be an on-the-road game in Evanston. It'll be televised on the Big Ten Network.
I feel like you jinx the Huskers whenever you go that far ahead. You know, let's just stick with Wisconsin, 230. Get your food ready. We're going to win it.
This Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday.
It's going to be so nice. Halloween. And that's the other thing. Halloween's going to have a full moon.
I saw that.
This is the first time since 1944.
What kind of moon is it?
It's been a minute.
What kind of moon is it?
By the way, though, with that Northwestern game,
it's called a blue moon because it's the second one this month.
That was going to be the big roadie.
Yeah, I was going. I had Airbnbs. I had to cancel everything.
It was the Husker game in Chicago. If you looked at the schedule, the original schedule, not this COVID schedule.
This was October.
This was the one to go to.
Yeah, and I was going.
And when you can't go in the stands, it's like, well, what's the point?
There's no point at all.
I know.
Gosh, next year. Going to Ireland. Let's go to Ireland. Okay.
So, yes, I guess the next full moon on Halloween won't happen until 2039. So we won't have to wait quite as long.
I got the Northwestern. Hold on. I'm going to have to page ahead to that 2029. Put that moon.
2039. So you're really going to have to like. But I mean, it's been a minute. Well, NASA's having, you know, quite a day because yesterday they announced they found more water on the moon. This time it was on the sunlit side, and they're just absolutely so excited. This could really help their Artemis mission.
Are they over the moon?
That's a good one.
Oh, wow.
They should be. We here are just over the moon.
Did you hear it?
Zoom what we did there.
So I guess we're just a little more than 2 weeks away from a historic space mission.
What's the mission?
It's the first commercial crew mission to the ISS, the International Space Station. It's going to happen November 14th. It's the Resilience. It's going to take off from Cape Canaveral, carry four astronauts to the ISS for a 210-day mission. And it'll be the first for an international team on a commercial spacecraft from U.S. soil. You know, usually we have to, like, hitch a ride from our buddies over in Kazakhstan. This is us kicking the tires on being able to be the bus now for everybody. So, like, they'll come to us for the ride to the International Space Station. And it's 2 weeks away.
And what's the company? What's Elon Musk's rocket?
That's the Dragon.
SpaceX. I mean, SpaceX has been sending stuff to the International Space Station.
Nonstop.
Which company is this?
The Resilience?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's not like Southwest Airlines?
I don't think so.
The astronauts have to go by boarding... CBA.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. Taking you back, baby. I wish someone would kidnap Molly and take her to the moon and then bring her back. I just want you to face your fears.
I do it every day when I come and do the show with you.
You wouldn't go to space. If they offered you a ticket, you wouldn't take a ride?
I really wouldn't. I really have. That's like my one thing. I have such a fear of...
You don't even know. Your fear of flight. You don't even know.
No, it's not the fear of flight. I'm not afraid of flying. I'm not afraid of the actual moon. I'm afraid of the fact that you wouldn't be able to breathe. Like, if something happened, like, it's not like you can gasp for air. Like, there's no air. It's has to do with the fact that, like, space is a vacuum.
I tell Party about the... I mean, you can go Wikipedia and see all the guys that went up there first, and that was one of the first Russians. Went up there, they did some stuff, and then they came back.
Okay. You know,
parachute opened everything, and they opened the door, and all three were gone. And they had blown a seal.
Oh, and it sucked the air right out of them?
When they were coming in.
Now I'm curious.
We don't know how many Russian cosmonauts were, you know, lost.
Died.
Because it was a race. Both programs were racing. That's why when you watch the Right Stuff Party, those guys had brass balls.
Oh, they had. You damn right they did. Those
people
don't
exist.
They
had to sit there with their families and watch the test rockets blow up on the pad.
I can't even imagine. I mean, and then just being like, nope, me next.
I guess what I want to know is that I've seen too many space movies. No, that's something we should ask Clayton. But what happens? Do you just freeze like they turn to ice and you break apart? Or do you explode?
No, I think it was just for like those Russians. It was just a decompression, like what happened in an airplane. I mean, it'll knock you unconscious and eventually you'd suffocate.
Yeah,
it's just faster in space. So I don't...
Probably quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it's like zero to nothing. Because also you'll freeze. I mean, it's so cold. I mean, it's just, you'll just, it'll happen like in an instant.
They've figured all that stuff out.
Okay.
And that was
a long time ago.
The early days. These guys, I mean, they've got a spaceship that can take off on its own and then go in reverse and land on the pad. No one could have.
No, I've never thought a million years we'd be able to do that. Never thought. That's amazing. And they landed on this little pad in the ocean.
And that seems to me like the hard way. If you're trying to pitch that to somebody, wouldn't we be like, no, we're not going to go that. Why? That seems too hard. But it's to make it affordable and a reusable rocket.
It's just amazing. Oh, I'm excited for the future. Yes, I am. Yay. Pass me a scotch, would you? Wish you, Mr. DeGan. All right, we're going to take a break. 938-9400. All right, so you're going to get to pick real quick between Jim Henson's exhibit and also between the Barnado's Halloween party. That's going to be awesome because we got two guys from NSYNC hosting it. It's Joey Fatone and also Chris Kirkpatrick. And they're going to be also judging the costume contest. They're just going to be out there hanging out with
an adult prize for you or a prize for the kids.
Yep,
that's Muppets down there. The kids get to build their own Muppet.
Oh, dude, it looks
cool. You can see some of the original Muppets. And
yeah, in glass. It's really cool.
But take advantage of it while it's here.
All right, so all you got to do is play the game. You can guess how many White Claws are in the spa at Home Innovation Spas. You can also win that baby, too, right? If you're the closest, $6,500 gift card, $200 gift card. You got to buy yourself some White Claws. Coming up next, 938-9400.
Can't get enough of the Big Party Show?
Get what you missed this morning with Big Party, DeGan and Molly
at channel941.com. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on channel
941. All right, good morning.
Morning.
Definitely had a weird conversation out here just now. This is about a 5-second conversation about what would happen if us three were on an island stuck together. Who would sleep with who? And who would be out? You made it very...
Eventually, the two hook up, and then the third one is odd man out.
So what was your evaluation in this 5-second conversation?
Dad, I don't know. I don't know. I never thought of that. I don't have any sexual attraction towards you. So,
Thank you.
And you don't with
job,
me.
Though, your job is to repopulate theirs, make it look like anyone would have that priority. We have to repopulate the earth. If you're the last people, one, you don't know that you're the last people. So it's really kind of magnanimous to be like, mm-hmm. We're the last.
It's all on me.
People.
Oh, I never thought of that, Molly. Yeah, it would be all on you.
Yeah.
So you get to pick.
We were all traumatized.
Meeny, miny. Oh.
We were all traumatized growing up watching the movie Blue Lagoon.
Yes.
Like, I bet you the kids today would love that movie because it was freaky.
It was.
These kids get stranded. The boat sinks and two little kids get stranded on an island.
And they grow up and they have
to. They go through puberty and they're like.
Yeah, remember
looking
that.
At each other different.
And they were mad at each other.
And then suddenly an adult washes ashore And he's like, you guys aren't doing it, are you? You look like brother and sister.
What? Is that wrong? I don't know. We grew up on an island. We only had each other to support as moral compasses.
We
so
have sweet,
pretty good.
Sweet morality. They're like, it's going to be weird when you get back home.
Yeah.
You're going to be on the Today Show.
We got rules.
Yeah, that was a freaky movie.
Yeah, it was.
And it didn't have a happy ending.
No. No.
How did it come up about us being on a desert island? Because I was not a part of this conversation, so I'm curious how this even began.
Oh, I finished just quick. I just said, I wonder what would happen if us three were stuck on the moon together. And then, you know, it's like just us three, and that's all there was. Because you're afraid of the moon. You hate the moon.
I do. Yeah, you guys would have to talk me down. I'd be a little scared.
So, yeah, I just wonder. So, I mean, would we get on each other's nerves if we're just us three? And then we move to the island.
All of that.
This is all a 10-second conversation, by the way.
All of these things would happen, but eventually...
We've managed to make it how long together? I think be okay on the moon. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, I would expect jump scares from you.
Mm-hmm. Remember when I scared you when you were pregnant?
Yes. I would expect things like that where it's like, why would you do that? You know I'm scared of the moon. You're like, I don't know. I couldn't help myself. Like, I would just already have that, like, back of my head, that's going to happen. So I'd already probably be a little wound tight because I'd know that that was coming.
See, I didn't know. Yeah.
So. Scaring pregnant women.
Yeah.
I love it.
No. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Oh, my God. Yeah, take me to the hospital. I just broke my water.
All right, 938-9400. You want a hot tub? You got to call us and tell me how many White Claw cans are in it. It's at Home Innovation Spa. You'll see the photo at channel94.com and also our Big Party Morning Show Facebook page as well. All right,
you just have to be a surveyor.
That's it. Give us a number. All right, we're going to hit the tee, too. We got new music from Styles, Harry Styles.
Yes.
We'll get to that next. Going to make me sweat that.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Time to spill the tea.
Oh, Harry Styles, thank you for the gift of golden. Not only the song, but the video. Harry Styles has got a new single out, and it features him running around, driving, a few shots of him jumping into the water.
He's just been sucking down that watermelon sugar all summer long. He's hopped up on that. Who's he in love with? These are all just love songs.
No, I haven't heard about him dating anybody. Though I did do a little internet search after our last conversation. It turns out he's Manchester United.
Oh, that's right. His team. Okay.
Because he's from Manchester. The word was this week that he's going in. He's going to be one of the like co-owners on this live music space in Manchester, his hometown. So that's over in the UK. But definitely appreciating Harry Styles giving us some golden to roll into this dark week. Ariana Grande's new album Positions comes out this Friday, and it is gonna feature some collaborations. She teams up with Doja Cat, The Weeknd, and Ty Dolla $ign on the album. So it's gonna be a lot of good songs. Positions, she dropped that last week along with the video where she plays the President of the United States. American Music Award nominations were announced yesterday. The Weeknd and Roddy Ricch lead the way with 8 nominations each. Both musicians are up for the top prize of Artist of the Year. Artist of the Year, the nominees are Justin Bieber, Post Malone, Roddy Ricch, Taylor Swift, and The Weeknd. New Artist of the Year is that Louis Capaldi, Doja Cat, DaBaby, Lil Baby, Roddy Ricch, and Megan Thee Stallion. You got to get the babies in there.
Seems like Louis Capaldi's been around a while. But
you could do a massive three-day festival if you took all the Lils.
Oh, the little
and the
I'm
babies.
Not lying. It would be like 35 acts every day.
Little Fest. Little Fest.
Little Fest, we should do it.
Yeah. It's Little Gary, Little Doug.
You're the stage manager. I'm sorry, are you Little Baby or are you Little Nas? Which baby are you?
Which baby?
Just got to keep us on schedule. Make sure you're the right baby. I don't want to get out of order.
Are you Da Baby or Little Baby?
I
get them confused.
And the guy's like, I'm a little switch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're on next.
You're up. Fans can vote for their favorite artist to win on Twitter or on the AMA's website, which is theamas.com/vote. And the show will air live Sunday, November 22nd on ABC. Mike Tyson, He's diversifying his talents by getting into music, self-titled EDM track.
Yeah, they're saying that this is put together for his walkout when he fights Roy Jones Jr. is what they're thinking.
And guess what? I'm Mike Tyson. I'm Mike Tyson. I'm Mike Tyson.
It's a banger.
Oh. All right.
We need more drops in the middle of the song.
This is ludicrous.
Yeah.
This is ludicrous.
Little baby.
I'm Mike Tyson. Yeah, we got spoiled by Mike Tyson.
Jay-Z's getting into the cannabis business.
I thought he already was.
Yeah, I mean, what the heck? Took him
apparently,
so long.
Now he's monetizing. He's got his own strain called Monogram.
Monogram.
It aims to, quote, redefine what cannabis means to consumers today.
It does seem like there's a lot of, they've been tinkering.
Yeah.
New strands of weed that are,
I guess, why not? I mean, give us what they want.
I guess he's teaming up with this established cannabis brand called Caliva. And so he has already launched the official website, social media page, but Monogram. So you can, cannabis... like Jay-Z. Last night, Dancing with the Stars. So it was Monica Aldaba who got eliminated. She's from Cheer. It's like a reality, you know, one of those reality shows about cheerleaders. She's the person. But the big thing was that Cheryl Burke got hurt. She's teamed up with AJ McLean.
Uh-oh.
And they were practicing. And during rehearsal on Sunday, she slammed her head onto the floor. When they were doing one of their moves.
Did he drop her?
Moves. No,
yeah, that's
it was
a dance
like this-
fail.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he's like, come on, we can't be out. This is all I got going on. Come on, I really need this.
His family's
like,
watching.
This isn't a job. It's not.
It is for me.
I really need this. I ate today.
She can still competed. I mean, okay. Nothing's going to keep Cheryl Burke down.
Right.
But yeah.
Are you still watching them all, or are you just catching highlights now? Have you faded away from it?
Well, last night I went in a little bit. You know, the Bears and the Rams played last night, so it was tough. Yeah. I'm still kind of trying to watch.
All right, it's time.
The Big Party Morning Show, Spas and Claws, powered by Home Innovation Spas and White Claw.
How exciting is this? You get to pick. And you got to do it quickly. This is the lovely Carrie. Carrie, how are you? What are you doing for Halloween?
I don't know what I'm doing. Probably just going to grab a drink with some friends.
Okay. All right, so you're going to pick how many White Claws are in that hot tub. And here's the deal. Just for calling and making it through, you can pick one of the two prizes for you. Okay, we got the new Jim Henson exhibit down at the Durham Museum, which is pretty cool. It's a 4-pack. Or we can hook you up with tickets to that Halloween party at Barnato's. It's a 90s themed party, and it's hosted by NSYNC's Joey Fatone and Chris Kirkpatrick. Which one do you want?
I will do the museum.
All right.
Take the kids.
Museum is yours.
Pet some Muppets. All right, so let's guesstimate. How many White Claw cans are in that 6-person hot tub?
I'm going to guess 1,037.
1,037. Right. Closest wins it. So, yeah, you could be loading up a hot tub in your backyard shortly.
Wonder how many Muppets you could fit in that hot tub.
That's a whole new promotion.
Like a Kermit had after hours. Muppets only. Of course, you get all that Muppet fur in the filter.
Yeah, well, that would ruin it. Yeah, I would They never really come back from that either. They don't dry out the same.
No, there's new...
Yeah, the Muppets.
These new hot tubs can take it.
Oh, yes. Now you got me visualizing old Kermit in a Speedo.
Kermit the Frog. I don't think he has to wear a Speedo, does he?
Well, I guess
no, he's a frog.
Guess you're right. He's a frog.
He never wears clothes, remember?
I mean,
Unless he's wearing like a tuxedo for a special event, but otherwise he's just hanging out au naturel.
All right.
He's Jeffrey Toobin in it.
There you go.
Kermit the Frog.
Hey, Carrie, hold on a second. All right, we're going to get you those tickets sent to you.
This is the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this. Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Good morning, Trend.
With Big Party Began and Molly.
On Channel 94.1.
So the state rolled out their plans for what's going to happen once a COVID vaccine is available. So they're going to target frontline healthcare staff and at-risk individuals for those first doses when it's approved and available.
So that's pretty exciting.
State officials. Yeah.
That should be hallelujah.
State officials were just given.
Right? Fireworks? This is good news.
Balloons out of the ceiling. This is great.
This is just when it becomes available. They just want to make sure that we have a plan in place for how it gets distributed. So they're getting out ahead of it. First phase of recipients. So long-term care facility staff would be included with those healthcare workers. Also the residents at long-term care facilities, older adults, people with underlying medical conditions. So they've got a whole infrastructure.
Think of it like when you're boarding a plane. Mm-hmm. Who goes first?
The old people and the handicapped, right? And the
people with babies. It's going to be the same way with handing this out.
Right.
You're not first. They're not saying now going first, the super healthy, super young. They're like, you just sit and wait. You can wait.
You can wait. You can sit wherever. You're fine. The president is going to be in Omaha later today. 7:30 is when he's expected to take the stage at the Make America Great rally. Doors are opening for the event at 4:30. It's going on at TAC Air Hangar.
I hope he dances at the airport.
So it's down on the east side of the airport.
Mm-hmm.
You need to go to the east side.
That's where all the jets come in, right?
Man, we did that one time. I've done that twice. Once I had to drop off the Goo Goo Dolls.
Uh-huh.
And the other time we got to be in a jet. It's the coolest thing when you go out on that tarmac.
Yeah. You're like, dang.
Dang.
You're like, you're uninvited.
We double danged. Dang. So Trump's going to be somewhere over there.
Yes.
Every attendee is being provided a mask. This is according to the Trump campaign. And they're going to be instructed to wear it. You're going to have access to sanitizer, but it's an outdoor event. So, you know, mask optional. Election day, just a week away. Nearly 65 million Americans have already cast their ballot. In 1 week, it will be election day.
What's the media going to do when they have to talk about something other than the one thing every day for 4 years?
Oh,
probably
God.
Get a nap.
Nothing to say.
A lot of cat up a tree stories.
All these. I will take those. This constant reminder. You know, I know it's a week away, so I think everybody collectively is looking forward to it being over, especially the ads and the just all that stuff. So
wrap it up. So Louisiana's governor is declaring a state of emergency. Hurricane Zeta is slamming into the coast tomorrow night. That's what they're expected. It's the eighth emergency this year.
Well, that's why I feel like when you say declaring a state of emergency must be harder to do because most people feel like they've been in a constant state of emergency.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Sure. Wow.
Exactly.
How do you make headlines anymore?
It's the eighth emergency. And this comes as residents are still recovering from two previous hurricanes. So this is like the third one where it's really expected to be. It's expected to be a Category 1 when it makes landfall in Louisiana.
Yeah, that's not very exciting. Cat 1, yawn.
They're like, come on down here and yawn for us. Swap ya. California, record-setting wildfire season continues. And now two firefighters gravely injured. They were working on the Silverado fire. It's about an hour southeast of L.A., and they were injured. So there's the Silverado fire, Blue Ridge fire. There it was another one. I mean, it's insane the amount.
People need to watch. Have you ever seen Only the Brave?
Yes, I have.
Molly, did you see Only the Brave?
No.
Oh, it's good.
Fire Hotspot, Fire Jumpers, Yarnail Hill Fire, and it's based on the story in 2013. That's a good movie.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I think you
movie.
Can find it probably on the streamers.
You wouldn't even know.
But it's Josh Brolin.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Bridges, Miles Teller.
God, it's good.
It's a good movie. Taylor Kitsch, Molly. There's a bunch of hunky dudes in it.
Yeah, and no, I mean, I remember when story. It came out, I just didn't see it. It was in theaters. And
but it was kind of one of these deals. They have a plan in place for when they get overrun. They have a backup plan, but this was kind of worst case scenario. So my heart goes out thinking of those guys that got overrun yesterday.
Yeah, because they do the cover up. They cover up with some. Type of oh gosh
you write it
a
out
sheet or something like
they
it's
have
some
a
sort
shell.
Of weird covering
like it's shell, Alamo yeah. They go to Alamo mode and drop and they cover themselves and get low and you hope it's that so... the fire can wash past you because it's going so fast
hope it carries over you I bawled like a baby at the end of that one that was so sad
I think you're gonna it's a good movie you're probably gonna cry anyway
yes
like you know what the ending is we went into that movie knowing
but yeah, now by the end you're like I invested in these characters I feel like I was friends with Miles Teller he was raising that baby
yeah, he was he's doing the best he could
well game six of the World Series gets going tonight Dodgers face the Rays the Dodgers lead the series 3-2 so tonight could be them clinching it
we could see the World Series champions on Fox
who do you guys want do you care do you have skin in the game
yeah, LA Dodgers
yeah we went to Dodgers I put some money down that they would win 4-2. So you want Tampa Bay?
I kind of jumped on their bandwagon Saturday night when that guy hit that, you know, that amazing bottom of the ninth.
That's a double error or whatever the heck that was. Jeff finally showed it to me, and I was like, "Wow, that kind of stuff doesn't happen." He misses it out in the outfield, and the catcher misses.
But it's probably going to be Dodgers. It's Dodgers.
It's Dodgers. So. Yeah. So congratulations early.
It's American Beer Day.
What?
As if we needed an excuse. Yep. If you're planning on cracking open a cold one today, you may be interested to know that it's National American Beer Day.
American
so if you're looking
beer.
For something different, maybe then like, you know, the big guys like Budweiser or Miller, go ahead and those microbrews. Best beers in America.
So we just had a beer cocktail hour Sunday night with my cousins. Some were in California, the others were in Michigan, and my Michigan relatives sent everyone, packaged them up.
Packaged beer for you.
Sent everybody 5 microbrews from Michigan. They're all Michigan breweries, Detroit breweries. They're all Oktoberfest.
Okay.
Which I don't traditionally like. I'm like, we're gonna drink 5 Oktoberfest. Yes, they were delicious.
Oh, were they really?
They're so different.
And we're all on a giant Zoom call. It was like Shay and Jill and my brother and me all on Zoom. And it was pretty fun. So we're up next.
I was gonna say, were you gonna ship them
we're
stuff?
We're supposed to package out Nebraska beers.
Ooh,
right away,
right
Mike was saying Fairy Nectar.
Right out of the gate.
I said I'll throw in, we got to put some Brickway in there.
And absolutely. Also the other one I like. What is that other one, Jeff? Scriptown beer. Oh, what the hell
that's
is it?
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of options. Scriptown's Yotis.
Yes,
there's
Yotis.
We're going to have a debate because to put together 5
God,
local beers,
tough.
But we're saying it doesn't have to be all in one. This will be the first batch of Nebraska brews that we'll share with our Californians and our Michiganians.
How fun is that?
Those virtual beer nights or like wine tastings or beer tastings, it's just kind of cool.
I mean, my cousin Brian was like, don't drink, by the way, you guys, you don't have to drink the whole thing.
Just take a sip.
It's right? Too
take
late.
A bit. He's like, all 5 of these guys are going to be hammered. We're like, well, we're all at home anyway.
Yeah. I hear they're fun, but I have yet to be a part of. No one invite me to your Zoom party, people. Come on. I'll get all loaded in front of you. Sit in the hot tub.
My cousin was a scream. He just kept changing his background.
Eddie.
There'd be dogs in the background. The next thing is middle of an alley.
Love Jay.
Like, what are you doing, bud? KFC's bringing back the fried chicken scented fire logs for the holidays.
Wow, it's gone already, Molly. So we can just end that one.
It says Walmart's website.
No, I went on there. It's at least I've tried. As soon as it came out in the news yesterday, it came out Monday. I went for it, and I was going to get Surprise Peter, your husband, with one of them. I ordered 4, and they're like, sorry, gone.
What is it again?
It's like, you know, those Duraflame logs. It's a KFC-scented log now, so you can put that in the fire, and your whole place will smell like KFC. And by the way, whenever I walk into a KFC, I love it. It smells good.
Why not just get a
good.
Bucket of chicken?
I guess you could. Yeah, why not?
Because the log's just going to make you hungry for KFC.
Well, that's
I mean,
it. Do both. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Do it. Yes. So Walmart.
They're out. Yeah, I tried. I tried everything. They're gone.
But they're also they also are available in store.
No, I'm telling you, I've looked.
My point is that I'm looking near me and there's some in-store, like they're saying in-store purchase only, in stock. So it's like if you go to the store and then they get you in there.
But then they get you in there and they're gone. Everybody,
the fire log.
Yeah.
Every year I think about this as a funny gift for my husband.
Yes, that's what I was thinking too. Damn it.
And it's just, they're usually only on the website. So that's the thing, is that usually you don't have like an in-store option. But this year, I guess they're giving
Well, that's the first time they teamed up with him, I guess. I was surprised. Why do I know so much about this?
Because you are Idiot America.
Well, hey.
You and the rest of them are lining up. Why can't I find it online? Why come you're out of...
Well, we only have the nacho cheese scented fire log. Would you buy that?
Yes.
No, I want KFC.
I'll take whatever.
Wait a minute. What's the nacho one smell like?
Sadly, yes. They are not available on store shelves in Omaha within a 50-mile radius.
Well, we figured that one out. We just shot a hole in the Omaha market.
Dang it. Come on. If anyone has one, give it to me.
I know. If anyone's ever gotten one, it's like that great white whale.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, do you get it? Then do you burn it? Or are you is this KFC fire log worthy?
Yes.
Like, I mean, why is it seasonal? Do people want your house to smell like fried chicken around Thanksgiving and Christmas?
I don't know. Maybe it's because that's when people use their fireplace, I'm guessing. Well, yeah, I guess. But you still use it for, you know, a fire pit or anything like that. I don't know.
Oh,
Jeff.
Man. Can you imagine sitting around a fire pit with one of those? You're like, I'm starving.
Big old
Did you
book
bring
of chicken?
Food?
No one's calling, so no one's ever bought it. I don't think that thing even exists.
I don't know if it does. Yeah,
I think I'm all by myself. All right, 938-9400.
Is it just me or those KFC ads now? They creep me out.
They're weird.
Because, listen, it would be one thing if it was the make-believe character, Ronald McDonald. He's not a real person.
Yeah.
Colonel Sanders was a human.
He was a real person.
So now to hear an animated pretend character all the time on the ads, isn't that kind of tacky?
I think so. I don't get it.
Like,
I don't like it.
We turn you one day into an animated character. Wouldn't sweet Riley and your family be upset? Like, this is a real person.
I think you would think so.
They've kind of turned him into a caricature. I know a long time ago, but now they're just getting weird.
I know. Yeah, they're hard to watch. That's for sure.
This is KFC's advertising. KFC's scented log.
Uh-huh.
Delish.
They don't even need to sell chicken anymore.
Nah, I don't think it even exists. All right, so at 8:30, we're going to give you your opportunity to play that $100,000 big party and playcation upgrade powered by Salt Jewelry and Loan. You can win $100,000 today, but in the end, you're going to become an instant finalist to win that other playcation upgrade, which is pretty awesome. I'll give you all the details coming up.
Wake up with the Big Party Morning Show, Channel 94.1. The $100,000 Big Party and Playcation Upgrade, powered by our friends at Salt Jewelry and Loan.
All right, $100,000. We want to give that to you today. You know what to do, Jessica. Jessica, you know what's up, how it works?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You sound like a pro. You sound like a skilled combatant.
I've been calling every time since it started.
All right.
Really?
Well, hopefully we get to hear your $100,000 holler.
I sure hope so.
All right. The guests. Who's going numero uno? Who's number one?
Post Malone.
Number two?
Sweet Wylene.
Oh, look at the Sweet Wylene. She looked good, too. All right. Who's number three?
Harry Styles.
Styles got a new song today. All right. Number four?
Yes. Cardi B.
Cardi B's in the house. Five.
The Weeknd.
The Weeknd is in. And then who is number six?
Be the Biebs.
The Biebs.
All right, let's put that combination into the super collider.
All right. I'm working it now. Let's see.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you ready? Oh, my God.
Oh, you got to put your holler on hold.
Yeah, you do.
All right.
But you're still in the running for the PlayStation upgrade, which Absolutely. Includes a huge 4K TV, soundbar, PlayStation 5, Netflix, Hulu for a year, pizza for a year from Papa John's.
Man.
How about that? You got dinners covered.
Pizza for a year sounds just delicious.
It sure does.
Okay. All right. So good luck to you, dear. Hold on a line, all right? And thanks for playing the $100,000 big party. All right.
Powered by Saul's Jewelry and Love.
Powered by the Saul.
Your next chance at 12:30 and then at 5:30.
Yes. That's the gig. All right. So we did mention we have new Harry Styles coming up here in the next 10 minutes. What else we got?
Yeah, we got the American Music Awards also. The nominations for that. We'll give you the details.
All right. Stay with us.
This is the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. The Big Party Morning Show. Time to spill the tea.
Harry Styles, you've won our heart once again with your new song, Golden, and the video, which is just fantastic.
It's like porn to you. That's what you keep talking about. He's running down the street. Here's his new song right here.
You're so golden.
Brand new
He's
music.
Just gushing. This is another little love song.
Like, I love
it. It's all about that kind of dizzy early love buzz. Do you think the One Direction guys are on a giant group chat?
I don't know.
One text strand with all
Except
of them.
Except for Zane.
Yeah, Zane's in
Yeah, but it'd be cool
world.
If he was on it. It's just his name isn't loaded in anyone's phone.
Right. It's just the number. Occasionally he pops in and you're like, oh yeah, that's right, Zane.
Because I'm curious if they all listen. Do you think they're all listening to Harry's the second track and going, damn.
It sounds like they all support each other.
Happy for him, but a little jealous.
So is it pretty much safe to say that Harry's the Justin Timberlake of the band, right?
Absolutely.
You know, he's just cranking him out whenever, dressing weird and fun and stuff.
The crazy thing about Harry is like his musical sound, like he's willing to do anything because all of his songs don't, I mean, it's not like, oh, that's a total Harry Styles song. Like every song that he's been out on his solo career all kind of has a different vibe. Like he's still just like loving any kind of style to try to get out there.
Especially Harry style.
Harry Styles. He's like his Harry style. Style. I didn't even think about that. That's really funny. I just stumbled into that.
I work for NASA.
Ariana Grande, her new album Positions comes out Friday. And she teamed up with Doja Cat on one of the singles, The Weeknd, and Ty Dolla $ign. So she's got three collaborations coming off of this new album coming up. And The Weeknd is having a good year. He is tied for the most nominations from the American Music Awards. They announced the nominations yesterday. The Weeknd and Roddy Ricch both got 8 nods each. And
they're
both
like,
are
eight
up
nods.
For the top right.
Will you come?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it is.
Yes.
At least 8 chances to win. You'll come, won't you?
Please.
It's going to be
Artist of the Year.
I'm guessing there's not going to be a live audience again, like all these other music shows.
When is the schedule?
Yeah, it's coming up here in what?
November. It is November 22nd. So yeah, no, I do not think that there'll be a live audience. But ABC is going to be airing it live. Dua Lipa was one of the first to announce her performance at the AMAs, so she is going to be performing. The host is not been announced yet. Artist of the Year for the AMAs, Justin Bieber, Post Malone, Roddy Ricch, Taylor Swift, and The Weeknd. Those are your nominations.
What was the award ceremony last year where they, when they said, up next, and it was a live microphone, and they were able to make snarky commentary?
Oh, I don't know. That is funny, but it was one of those...
I don't remember.
They've been tinkering, because they've been tinkering without hosts on shows.
Yes.
So the guy was just ad-libbing, like, coming up next, the guy who probably pooped his pants. Big party.
Why me?
Why not?
Yeah, I guess why not?
But wasn't that one of the music awards last
year? I thought it was. I don't remember
We'll have to look
was,
and see which one that was. It seems last year seems like 20 years ago.
I know.
So, you know, it's hard to remember. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, he posted a video on Instagram. Apparently stuff gets pretty tough in what he calls the Iron Paradise, a.k.a. his gym.
Yeah, it looks like he hurt himself. Here he is right here.
All right, look, sometimes, well, oftentimes, things get intense here in the Iron Paradise, but we ain't playing tiddlywinks and we ain't reciting nursery rhymes. All right, you get lumped up every once in a while and things happen. That's good.
He tastes his own blood.
Back to work.
Oh, there's that nothing like out. There's nothing like tasting your own blood.
Like, I hear ya.
Playing hockey, you get hit in the mouth with a stick, and you taste it. Oh. You taste the salt right away, and you're like, I'm bleeding. There's
but it's
something
in your
primal.
Mouth. You're not wiping it from your face and putting it in.
It's even cooler.
Yeah, I mean, look at that. Look at that.
All right, look. Sometimes, well, oftentimes, things get intense here in the Iron Paradise, but we ain't playing tiddlywinks, and we ain't reciting nursery rhymes. All right, you get lumped up every once in a while, and things happen. That's good.
Ooh, it's got that copper brassy flavor, oh, yeah. A little salty.
The metallic taste.
God, I feel like you're that. Alive.
Love that, that man.
Freaks me out. I know, he's great. Selena, the series is coming to Netflix. They are showing the first trailer. So the Walking Dead star, this Christian Sarantos, is stepping into the dancing shoes of Selena for the new
the
Netflix
Tejano,
series.
The Tejano singer who... That one?
Remember, she was killed by the president of her fan club back in 1995.
That's such a fan club fail.
Oh. Yeah, that is.
The president of her fan club.
Yes. That's why I don't have a fan club.
Exactly. Who needs a fan club when you got that?
Absolutely. Can't trust anyone.
That was 1995.
Can you believe that? The president. Why did that happen? I guess.
So she was really close with the family. The woman that was the president, she was stealing money. Like, it was all this kind of crazy stuff. She'd really gotten, like, obsessed with Selena. And, like, Selena, it was almost, like, heartbreaking for the family because they were, like, she was, like, an aunt to them. And it found out that she was, like, skimming out of there. And they kind of confronted her. And it went south. The relationship.
Yeah, sounds like it. All right, that's coming at you when December 4th. All right, 9394. It's in the show.
The Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1. You're listening to The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning. You guys been watching that show, Soulmates?
I watched the first two episodes, and I'm behind now.
I did too. I only watched the first. My problem was I went with this false premise. I thought it was going to be like some cool, like Black Mirror sci-fi movie, and I felt like I was watching a soap opera.
The first one was kind of like that. The second one was darker.
Yeah, it gets darker as it goes. It's on Monday nights AMC, but it's the whole premise of the thing is that you take a test to find your soulmate, and if your soulmate. Potential soulmate takes the test also, then you're met up no matter where you are in the world. Somehow you connect like that. But the show is from the makers, I think they're the writers of Black Mirror, so it has some darkness to it. So I'm into the fourth episode now, and it's all about, I would think to myself, if you're in a relationship that you question, you shouldn't watch this. Yeah, because you'll start thinking, gosh, maybe there is soulmate out there. But yeah, when I'm learning after the fourth one, it's like everyone has regret or they don't want their soulmate in the end because they realize that, you know, what you got going on may be love and, you know, the excitement of what's going on isn't just, I don't know, it's just as exciting or if not more exciting than actually having an actual soulmate. They make soulmates out to be pretty boring.
Yeah, like it's not great, but then it's also weird how people just feel that you've been told this is your soulmate. So it's like the stick-to-it-ness. You're like, well, obviously we're not going to break up. We're soulmates. Yeah. So it doesn't matter how terrible or awful the relationship is or how dark it all seems. It's like, well, but science told me this was the person for me. So I guess this is it, which I thought was really kind of creepy, too. The idea that like the imperfections that we all take as, you know, the comings and goings of having a normal organic relationship, the things you're like, well, maybe that's a red flag or maybe I'm not going to take that. Instead, this is just like, no, but this is your person. So suck it up.
Well,
it's pretty good.
People are saying that all the episodes are ripoffs of Black Mirror.
Okay.
So all episode four, people are saying reminds everyone of the San Junipero episode.
Yes, I would agree.
They're saying they did that. Topic better.
Okay. All right.
The gay
it's
romance.
The writers.
Mateo and Jonah's gay romance defies the test, but San Junipero did it better.
Okay.
That one's always a good one.
The first one reminded me of the Black Mirror episode where people go on dates and then they open their
mm-hmm.
their card, and it tells you how long your relationship is going to last. So you're assigned
yes.
relationships, and you go out on your first date, and you're hoping there's chemistry because you open up your card, and it might say you're going to be together for 7 years. And other people were vibing each other. They open, it's like, this thing's only going to last 3 months.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
That was really wild.
That was this mix of what if it is fate, but a good way to pair people together.
Yeah. I don't know what to think about this, the soulmates, only because at the end of each one, it really is, they really do paint it, the picture of soulmates ain't all that. Just take what you can get, I guess, whatever you enjoy in the moment.
Take what love you have and
are
just
hold on to
it. Are you wanting
the television show to validate that you've found your soulmate?
No. I don't know if I believe in soulmates. I'm not sure if I do.
I don't
soulmates
believe
exist.
In one
it's just,
soulmate.
Yeah, there's just not one. You can.
I don't think that there's one.
You absolutely.
Can have many soulmates.
Okay.
But you could also be married to the wrong one.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know why. But the mistake mm-hmm. is to think that everybody thinks that romance is always fate and soulmates, and it's not. There's yeah. plenty of people. You're just hanging out with the wrong person because it's convenient fun. Or it's more difficult
to get
to
out
break
of.
Up.
To break up.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, a lot of our relationships are by convenience. Yeah. I can't afford the rent.
Yeah. It's harder to break up. All right, 938-9400. All right, so we got yourself a hot tub that we want to give away. You got to guess the White Claws. We do it every day, 7 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour. All right, and what's up for grabs? Just for guessing today, you can go to channel94.com. If you can't get through, by the way, and guess, someone's going to win this thing. We do have tickets to the Halloween party at Barnato's. It's a 90s theme party.
And you can meet Joey Fatone and Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC. They're going to judge the costume, and it's a 90s party.
How cool is that?
I mean, you
be?
Had most of these ladies with 90s party.
Yeah. All right, so that's your prize for today. So if you're looking for something to do on Halloween, that'll be the one to
do. And there is a speakeasy in that place. We won't
it's
tell
so
you where.
Cool.
I'm not going to say a word.
But it is probably the most badass speakeasy in this town, in this state.
I'll bet the NSYNC boys would love that, too, because I've never seen anything like
they'll
that.
They'll be in the speakeasy.
Absolutely. All right, good luck. 938-9400.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Channel 94.1. Big Party in the morning. Channel 94.1.
This is
the Big Party Morning Show
break it down on Channel 94.1. $100,000 Big Party and Playcation Upgrade, powered by our friends at Saul's Jewelry and Loan.
All right, we'll take the next caller, 938-9400. Oh, that's the wrong intro. How stupid am I? I'm El Dumbo. This is for the hot tub.
What do I win for answering that question? Do I get the hot tub?
Woohoo!
Here.
Big Party Morning Show, Spas and Claws, powered by Home Innovation Spas and White Claw.
Oh, yeah, I love that White Claw.
Next caller. Yeah. All right, 938-9400.
Clawing it up.
Made the mistake earlier of thinking that if I had Kermit in a hot tub, he would actually be wearing trunks. I guess I've never really gone down the...
That Kermit was naked.
He doesn't really... Yeah, he doesn't really
He's like
pants.
Winnie the Pooh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just naked. But he's adorable.
Or Jeffrey Toobin.
Yes. Ooh.
In a less cute version.
Yeah,
yes.
That's visual. I don't even want to see. You sent me that photo. It's still in my phone. It keeps popping up. Hello, what's your name?
Shelly.
Hey, Shelly. How are you today?
Good.
All right. Did you know Kermit the Frog doesn't wear pants?
Yes.
Okay. Apparently, I'm the only one.
It's You're okay. You just you see him seated a lot. I'll give you that. I mean, so you never know.
Well, what's on the line here is those tickets to the Jim Henson exhibit where you can see.
That's already gone for the day. This actually is
just the Barnato.
Yeah, this is the Barnato one. This is
so we have the adult
sink.
Prize.
Yes. Did,
and
many,
if you get it right, you get the hot tub, obviously.
Absolutely.
Right.
Closest to it wins it. Also a $200 gift card. Dear, what's your guess? Give me your number.
1,950.
Okay. Wish I can tell you if you're close.
But we don't know. They don't trust us to know.
People feel pretty good, though. It seems like a lot of them are south of 2,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it firsthand, so I have an idea. Not even an idea, but I just kind of have
a feeling. Seen it firsthand. You were in it.
Yeah, I was in it, so, and it was all over me. It was like raining White Claw cans on me. They're
Forget
just
Kermit
tossing
the Frog.
On me.
Were you wearing trunks when you
I was wearing
yeah.
trunks.
We can't yeah. see down below the,
he was
the
Daffy,
White Claw
He was
line.
Daffy ducking it.
Could have been Daffy ducking it, yeah.
You're going to want to sanitize ready. That hot tub.
I was worried that going to make me take my shirt off, and I got all self-conscious on that. I'm like, I don't know about that.
Wearing an undershirt.
Yeah. All right, dear. Hold on a second. All right, we also got those passes for that Halloween party at Bonato's, okay? All right?
All right. That's a sweet price, though. I mean, it's the two guys from NSYNC, Joey Fatone and Chris Kirkpatrick, going to be in Omaha.
They're going to be right here.
90s-themed party, and it is limited tickets for sale because of COVID. They want it to be safe, so it's kind of like a magic ticket. Yeah. 90s party, Halloween.
Yeah, when we're going to give you passes the rest of the week also. So make sure you stick around. And also, as Jeff said earlier, we also have those Jim Henson exhibit passes, which I think is pretty cool, too. So if you want either or, you got to listen and play to win. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
You're out there trying to live your best life, and 2020 is throwing one thing after another at you. Why not home to the perfect chill to give you better feels? The Big Party Morning Show Spas and Claws is exactly what you need.
Yes!
Our friends from Home Innovation Spas and White Claw are hooking up with a hot tub worth over $6,000 to relax in with your fam or friends. And we're throwing in some White Claw, so every day will feel like Friday. Woo! Tell us how many cans of White Claw it took to fill up the 6-person hot tub. To win, make your guest with the Big Party Morning Show at 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. Guest on site at the Home Innovation Spas in Omaha. And a bonus chance to guest and win anytime at channel941.com. What happens in the spa with the claw? Yeah, that's all you.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel
94.1. Yes, all right. Same thing happening tomorrow, just different things in between. But we do still have your opportunity to win that $100,000 with the $100,000 Big Party and Playcation Upgrade. 12:30 is your next chance of Tammo. Then Bounce is going to hand it over to you at 5:30. That's it.
And more chance to get qualified for that.
For the hot tub.
For the hot tub and White Claw. And those prices are good. That, you know, people can buy tickets to that Barnato's.
Yes, tickets.
It's
still
a 90s
available.
Themed kind of a Halloween party. You dress up. The celebrity judges for the Halloween costume are Fatone and Kirkpatrick from NSYNC.
Isn't that funny?
The place is so fantastic. The ambiance and the drinks there
it is.
Are so good. They've got a lot of good like bartenders.
And then in your meantime, you can buy a Bentley.
Oh, you can look right through that window. It's like an aquarium. It's like an aquarium. You just look through and see those kick-ass Bentleys right over. They're pretty cool.
And imagine yourself in the front seat.
Oh, yes. I don't even know what the cost of one of those are. I've never...
If you have to ask, then you can't afford it.
The moment you sit in the seat, you look more like Hemsworth.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
The women are like, wait a minute. Whoa. You get out, your party. You sit down, Hemsworth. Wait.
What? Huh?
Okay. I need that.
It's a mirage.
Yeah. All right. Tamil's in the next. We'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Have a safe day. Indeed, Sapcat.
Spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Big Party Show.
actually tried to find out where does Bounce get his little hands. We don't know where his little hands come
maybe
from.
Maybe it's like Bounce doesn't know yet. It's maybe he's been put on this earth someday to put the combination into the world's tiniest safe.
To save the world.
To save the world.
To save the world.
To save the world. They're like, oh my God, no one's got hands that small. I do. Make way. And he comes forward.
I can get that out of that grate.
Squeak, squeak, squeak. Opens the safe.
Pushes the little tiny button.
And saves the world.
Oh, Bounce, you're our hero.
You saved us.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.